you can't really, I've got a separate filter and a separate LNA. I originally tried it with just the LNA, and those RTL SDRs, they're not very selective. If you really want to receive really good on one of those, you've got to put some filtering on them. Anything remotely, just physically close to it, just absolutely annihilates the receive performance. So, although I haven't tried it with my RSP-1A. I got one of those. I used to use it as a pan adapter for my Kenwood TS-590. It had a RF output on the back, or like a receive output, and then it had two serial controls, or like it had the USB port and then a separate serial port, and you could control the radio with both of those ports. And whenever I would turn the dial, it would move SDR Uno around, and wherever I clicked on SDR Uno, it would drag the radio over there. I missed that radio. That was a really nice setup. I got a 7300 now, and I leave that at my parents', and I can't use the, I can't use HF at my apartment, so I remote in. But, I'll have to try satellite stuff with the RSP-1A. That'll be neat. So, all right, sir. I'm just rolling into town here, and we got to make sure people try to not kill me. 7-3, good to make your acquaintance. And shoot me an email of that ghost stuff. My email is good on QRZ. I'd love to get going on some of that stuff. Maybe we can make it a club project for down here. 7-3, I already forgot the call sign because my brain is super great. Any DMH over here or down here in Traverse City? Have a good one.